All right, listeners, get ready to dive into another fascinating blog post from 52 weeks, 52 half marathons.
52, wow, that's ambitious.
Oh, it is. And this week, we're joining our intrepid runner, APF, for stage 33. Get this, he's tackling Venice.
Venice. Talk about a city with character. Running through those streets must give you a whole new perspective on its history.
You know it. And APF, well, let's just say he captures that unique Venetian vibe right from the start.
I bet. What's he saying?
He kicks things off by describing Venice, ready for this, as a unique settlement by the Oceano Mediterraneo d'Italia on Pineta Terra of the Via Lattea.
Okay, hold on. Via Lattea. Is he quoting Star Wars already?
Not quite. Via Lattea is actually Italian for the Milky Way. I had to look it up, too. It's like he's an alien explorer touching down in Venice for the first time.
Oh, I see. He's using that language to create a sense of wonder, of seeing the familiar through fresh eyes.
Exactly. And it makes for such a fun read. Like, when he describes Venice's history, he says, the settlement was born around the 5th century.
Right. The heart of the ancient world.
And he talks about how it became this magnet for spices, silk, and other luxury goods, which is spot on, right? But then in almost the same breath, he calls it the most beautiful maze in the galaxy.
It's like he's bouncing between a history textbook and a science fiction novel.
That's APF for you. And it's not just the descriptions. He even talks about his survival and guidance gear for navigating the city.
Hold on, survival gear. What's he packing? A compass and a machete?
Oh, you know, just your standard running shoes, a GPS watch. But the way he writes about it, you'd think he's trekking through the Amazon. And speaking of navigating, can you imagine trying to find your way through Venice on foot?
With all those canals and bridges, it'd be like a real-life maze.
Exactly. And he talks about how his GPS was going haywire, constantly losing signal. Have you ever heard of a runner having to worry about that?
Not unless they're training in the wilderness somewhere. That's crazy. So how does he manage?
Well, he talks about battling the heat, meticulously planning his route to avoid getting lost. Even how all those famous landmarks take on a different feel at a runner's pace. It's clear he's having to work for every mile.
It's one thing to be a tourist, strolling through St. Mark's Square, snapping photos, but to experience it while you're pushing your physical limits, that must change your whole perspective, right?
Yeah, totally. And he even throws in this funny bit about how he's pretty sure he saw someone transport themselves via gondola. I mean, only APF would describe a gondola ride like that.
He's got a way with words, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's those little details that make his blog so engaging. It's like we're right there with him, jogging through the heart of Venice.
And it's not just about funny descriptions either. This guy, APF, he knows his history.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
So as he's running, he's weaving in these snippets about Venice's past, like how Venetia was once a superpower building vessels.
That makes sense. The whole city is built around shipbuilding and seafaring.
Right. And he even drops some knowledge about the Doge, you know, the elected leader of Venice back in the day. APF mentions how the Doge held office for life. Can you imagine?
Talk about job security.
I know, right? And then he throws in this whole bit about La Serenissima.
La Serenissima. What's that?
It's Italian for the most serene. Which sounds kind of funny when you're talking about a powerful republic, right? But that was Venice's nickname back then. APF explains how they were known for a stable government, intricate diplomacy, and a powerful navy. The guy clearly did his research.
He really brings that historical context to life as he's running, doesn't he? It's one thing to read about it in a book, but to actually picture those powerful ships sailing past as you're jogging along those same canals, that's got to be something else.
Totally. And of course, he can't resist throwing in a classic APF quip.
Oh. What's he saying now?
So in the middle of all this historical reflection, he drops in, the Empire did not strike back yet.
Wait a minute. Is he talking about the Venetian Empire or the Galactic Empire?
You know APF. He loves to blend those worlds. And it works because it breaks that tension a bit. He's running through this ancient city, steeped in history, but he's still got one foot in that science fiction realm. It keeps things fun and relatable.
I can see that. But it's not all fun and games, is it? He gets pretty real about hitting a wall during this run.
Oh, absolutely. He talks about this moment where he just felt drained, both physically and mentally. Like, why am I doing this? You know?
I think every runner has been there.
Yeah.
That point where you question your life choices.
For real. So what pulls him out of that funk?
The coffee, probably.
Well, he does mention Venezia has excellent coffee. But before that, he talks about looking up and seeing the stars.
Stars? At midday in Venice.
Well, he describes it as a sky full of stars reflected in the canals. I think it was more of a metaphorical thing. Ah. Okay, I get it. A moment of clarity amidst the struggle.
Exactly. And he even writes, it feels as if a spaceship could come flying into the canal at any time. It's that inspiring. Like he needed that little reminder of the fantastical to keep going.
That's beautiful. It's like he's drawing inspiration from this unique blend of reality and imagination that he's created in his writing.
So as we wrap up this Venetian adventure with APF, what are your final thoughts?
You know, it's amazing how he takes these runs and turns them into these incredible journeys.
Right. It's not just about the miles. It's about the experience.
Exactly. Like this Venice run, he packed so much into it.
He really did. History, personal reflections, those quirky observations he's known for.
And let's not forget the physical challenge.
Oh, yeah. Running a half marathon is no joke, especially in a city like Venice. With all those bridges and crowds, I can't even imagine.
He makes it sound like an adventure, though.
And that's the beauty of his blog, right? It inspires you to look at your own world a little differently.
Totally. So, listener, we're going to leave you with this as you head into your own week.
Yeah, think about what APF said. The real finish line is wherever you choose to stop and appreciate the journey.
And that doesn't have to mean running a half marathon. It could be anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking a walk in your neighborhood, exploring a new part of town, even just pausing to appreciate the little things.
It's about bringing that same sense of curiosity and wonder to your everyday life.
And who knows, you might just discover something amazing.
That's what we love about these deep dives, discovering something new every time.